So not wanting to put any alarm bells on anything, but at the same time, it's important to be prepared because you never know what could happen. And scientists say that we're due for another pandemic, that it's kind of been a while. And Bill Gates actually thinks that a coming disease could kill 30 million people within 6 months and says that we should prepare for it now like we do war. Again, this isn't to scare anybody, but there's a lot of things that we can do to prepare just in case. I mean, the world has gone through a series of things like that. So the next deadly disease that could cause a global pandemic, some scientists are saying is coming. Bill Gates said last Friday that he said this at a discussion of epidemics. Now, he could just be sounding alarms just to do it or try to raise more money or whatever. Who knows? But the fact is, if something like that did happen, I don't think we're ready. An illness like the pandemic 1918 influenza could kill 30 million people within 6 months. That's what Bill Gates said, adding that the next disease might not even be a flu, but could be something that we haven't even seen yet. And the world should prepare for it as it does war, according to Bill Gates. So if there's one thing that we know from history, it's that a new deadly disease will arise and spread around the globe, because this happens. And that could easily happen within the next decade. And as Bill Gates told listeners on Friday at a discussion about epidemics hosted by the Massachusetts Medical Society and the New England Journal of Medicine, we're not ready. Now, again, this is just coming from Bill Gates. I don't know what his real motives are. I don't entirely trust him myself. But at the same time, I think that it's wise to prepare. And I don't mean vaccinate. I don't mean that kind of stuff. I mean, no good hygiene, not no as in N-O, but no as in K-N-O-W. I'm not saying let's not have good hygiene, but we should know good hygiene. We should practice it. We should have, it's always good to have some, you know, at least a couple of months of food stored up, that kind of stuff, because you just never know. But Gates acknowledged that he's usually the optimist in the room, reminding people that we're lifting children out of poverty around the globe, getting better at eliminating diseases like polio and malaria. But there's one area where the world isn't making much progress, according to him, and that's pandemic preparedness. So the likelihood that such a disease will appear continues to rise because new pathogens emerge all the time, and the world population is increasing. Humanity encroaches on wild environments all the time, so it's becoming easier and easier for individual people or small groups to create weaponized diseases that could spread like wildfire around the globe. Now, according to Gates, a small non-state actor could build an even deadlier form of smallpox in a lab. And in our interconnected world, people are always hopping on planes or crossing from cities on one continent to those to another in a matter of hours. I mean, we almost had an Ebola outbreak here in America. Luckily, that was contained, but stuff like that. So Gates presented a simulation by the Institute for Disease Modeling that found a new flu like the one that killed 50 million people in the 1918 pandemic would now most likely kill 30 million people within 6 months, and then more after that. So the disease that next takes us by surprise is likely to be one that we see for the first time at the start of an outbreak, sort of like what happened with SARS and MERS viruses. So if you were to tell the world's governments that weapons could kill 30 million people that were under construction right now, there'd be a sense of urgency about preparing for that. But in the case of biological threats, the sense of urgency is more lacking, according to Gates. That the world needs to prepare for pandemics in the same serious way that it prepares for war. Oh, if only he wasn't a Christian, he would know that we have been on top of this for a long time. Of course, at Skywatch TV, we've been talking about this since Skywatch TV's first started. We've written books about it, and it's not to scare or alarm people, but just to keep people prepared. There's plenty of preppers out there that know how to defend against this kind of stuff. So we've kind of been on the forefront in this area. But the one time that the military did try a sort of simulated war game against the smallpox pandemic, the final score was basically smallpox won. But he reiterated, Bill Gates reiterated, that he's still an optimist, saying that he thinks we could better prepare for the next viral or bacterial threat. And in some ways, we're better prepared now than we were for previous pandemics, that we have antiviral drugs that can, in many cases, do at least something to improve survival rates, and antibiotics. Things like that. Now, I think just, you know, good healthy living and not putting a bunch, pumping ourselves full of chemicals is a good way to go too. But then again, there have been plenty of people that live like that all throughout history that get sick and die anyway. So what do you do? So Gates also says that we're getting closer to a universal flu vaccine. Well, you already know my feelings on vaccines, so. But he announced that on Friday that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation would offer $12 million in grants to encourage this development. See, and that's what kind of makes me suspicious of this whole thing. Is this just another thing to push the sale of more vaccines? I don't know. But we're apparently getting better at rapid diagnosis, too, which that's good. And that's essential, being able to speedily diagnose problems in people. And that would be a first step towards fighting a new disease and through quarantine. So just this week, a new research paper in the journal Science said that the development of a way to use the gene editing technology CRISPR to rapidly detect diseases and identify them using the same sort of paper strip used in a home pregnancy test is underway. Again, I'm not into the CRISPR stuff, not into vaccines. To me, all this just sounds like a way to push this stuff. But at the same time, we do need to be prepared in case a pandemic were to happen. I mean, do you know what you and your family would do? Do you have a game plan? But instead of using that to sell a product, I think it should be used to just sell good common sense. This whole thing, the rest of this article kind of goes on. It says we're not good enough yet at rapidly identifying the threat from disease and coordinating a response as a global reaction to the latest Ebola epidemic showed that there needs to be better communications between militaries and governments to help coordinate responses. That's what Bill Gates says, and he thinks that governments need ways to quickly enlist the help of the private sector when it comes to developing technology and tools to fight an emerging deadly disease. Melinda Gates recently said that the threat of a global pandemic, whether it emerges naturally or engineered, is perhaps the biggest risk to humanity. Now, that is something, an engineered pandemic, because that's something that, with it being engineered and with it like a super virus, good healthy living isn't going to take care of that. Now, I also don't think vaccines and CRISPR and editing our genes is the way to take care of it either. I think that's actually... That, to me, would be more likely to cause the pandemic in the first place, or to cause the problem in the first place. Once you edit your genes, that gets passed down generations. You know, it doesn't go back. So that eventually can ruin the entire human gene pool. You know, I mean, there's different ways of looking at it. So Melinda Gates said, think of the number of people who leave New York City every day and go all over the world. We're an interconnected world, and those connections make us all vulnerable. But at the same time, there are people who will use those types of things to make a profit off of. I mean, we've always seen stuff like that. I think the big vaccine thing is that. That's exactly what we're seeing. And I think that there are better ways to prepare. There's better ways to prepare for that kind of stuff. It's stuff we've talked about on this channel. We've had Ray Gaino on a bunch of times, and he's talked about a lot of ways to go about it. Again, it's good to have food stored up in case you can't make it to the store, or if anything did break out and you can't leave for a little while, you got to be able to take care of yourself. Now, is it something that we should spend every day worrying about? No, absolutely not. No, but you know, you prepare for it, get some stuff saved up, then you're fine. But it's good to know how these kinds of things spread. It's good to have some basic knowledge of, again, personal hygiene, you know, washing your hands all the time, that kind of stuff. And that kind of stuff can drastically increase your chances of survival should some type of disease spread, because most people are not going to be prepared for it. And that's probably why there's this expected large increase in death rate of 30 million just in the first 6 months. But again, it's not to throw worry onto the situation. Because really, if you're in Jesus, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are safe. Does that mean that bad things aren't going to happen? Nope, bad things will happen. You'll still die. You'll still die. But the thing is, even if you die, you're still safe because Jesus takes care of us. Nothing can take you out of his hands. So I hope that's helped. I am interested to know what you think. What are your best preparation techniques? What do you and your family do at home? Do you have like food stored up, or do you have like an exit plan? What are some things that you do? Or is it something that you just don't worry about because all of the stuff is blown out of proportion? That's a reasonable point of view to have. I don't personally share that one, but I'm interested if you do. I'm interested to know why. So thank you so much. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com where you get free videos, free podcasts every day. And the website's uploaded every day, all for free. And the reason that it's able to stay free is because nice people like you are generous and you donate. You go to the donate page, joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate, and you help out there. Or you go to patreon.com/joshpeck, and for as little as a dollar a day, you can become a Peck patron and you can help out there. So there's a lot you can do financially. If you can't financially, that's okay. You can share this around with your friends. You can tell people about Josh Peck Disclosure. Most importantly, you can pray. You can pray for us and this community, and that would be greatly helpful. So I love you all. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody. I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as a dollar a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.